One of the biggest targets with a lot to lose from Kenneth Haynes' recommendations is the embattled wealth manager AMP. The company was in the Royal Commission's firing line early when the Fees for No Service scandal emerged, which claimed the scalps of Chief Executive Craig Mellor, Chairman Catherine Brenner and three female directors. So what is AMP doing to head off possible criminal referrals, and how will the end of lucrative commissions change its business model? David Murray stepped up as the AMP chairman midway through last year. He's on the line now, speaking with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Well, David Murray, welcome to AM. What does Kenneth Haynes' final report and recommendations mean for restoring confidence and integrity in the financial services sector?
Oh, it means a lot. It's a great report. It does create a legacy because the norms of conduct that it sets down, while the commissioner sort of emphasised that they're fundamental and they're easily understood and widely accepted, probably doesn't fully realise that they can be taken away by institutions and used as a very basic set of norms to underpin a lot of their internal work. So I think that's the legacy of this inquiry, just as others have had their legacy, and I think it'll be long lasting.
And what does this final report mean for AMP, which you chair, given the current reputational crisis and the declining market value of the company?
Well, firstly, AMP is under new management, and with the board and the new management, we have to deal with the legacy issues arising from the Royal Commission. And we will do that diligently. We'll work with the regulators and do exactly what we have to do to put that all behind us. The fundamental business model at AMP is not structurally changed by the Royal Commission, but in the area of advice, we have to work with the industry now and advisors in the industry on some important changes so that we can continue to have affordable, reliable and ethical advice in Australia.
Kenneth Haynes was scathing about the Fees for No Service scandal, which was really an earthquake at AMP, and how it wasn't a mistake but part of the culture of set and forget. Do you accept that now there's a good chance that current or former AMP executives might face criminal referrals, given that ASIC is now investigating?
We can only deal what's in front of us, and when the regulator comes to us with any such matters, we will deal with them, and I can't speculate until that happens. But bear in mind, within a few months of my starting or agreeing to take on the chairmanship role, AMP provisioned for very substantial remediation of its customers.
But given what we've seen in general about breaches of the Corporations Act, criminal breaches, should any banking executive go to prison or face stiff penalties?
Well, that will be the outworking of the law. And the Commission has made it very clear that the law has to be obeyed and there are consequences. AMP will, as I said, will deal with those diligently when they're presented to us. The Commissioner didn't deal with them in the report. He's referred them to the regulators, and we will follow that process as we must.
The light touch of the big financial regulators copped a lot of criticism in the final report. Do you have ultimate faith that ASIC and APRA can really bring a new world to the financial services sector in terms of strong ethics?
Look, I think in going back to my own inquiry in 2014, one consequence of that inquiry was a capability review of ASIC, which wasn't altogether complimentary. So it's been known that ASIC had to change. But Peter, my biggest concern with this goes to the Treasurer's comments yesterday about the Twin Peaks model of regulation. There is a very, very big difference between prudential supervision and conduct enforcement. And within that, we still have responsible lending laws, which, if not carefully considered, will result in a containment of credit in the household sector, particularly for home mortgages. And but I think that the one of the most difficult things to implement in this report are the issues that go to the working relationship between APRA and ASIC.
Okay, David Murray, just briefly, over at the National Australia Bank, Chairman Ken Henry, CEO Andrew Thorburn are under a lot of pressure. Do they need to resign?
That's a matter for NAB. I know them well. This won't be easy for them to deal with the comments made by the Commissioner, but I don't want to do NAB's business for it.
Okay, David Murray, we're out of time, so we'll leave it there. Sabra.
Thank you. And that was AMP Chairman David Murray, and he was speaking with our Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.